This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show, and happy Friday to you. Good to be with you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe, you can go to CGR Wholesale, sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show this morning and every morning. So, three big stories from my headlines that I want to touch on a little bit this morning. I mean, we can always talk Steelers. You know, they had such an exciting week last week that they've presented news that we can consume for, like, you know, a month. I mean, there was a month or 2 months worth of news just packed into last week. So we can always talk about them. So you're welcome to call in and talk about the Steelers at any point in time. Penguins are, I mean, they're doing it. They're doing something, so they're sort of interesting to talk about. I mean, they're still far down, but not far out of it, if that makes sense. Still conceivably can make the playoffs from that standpoint. Pirates lost in spring training yesterday, but, you know, they're still exciting, still a lot of players to look forward to. This coming season, Pitt men's basketball obviously done, so can't talk about them anymore, but the Duquesne Dukes men's basketball team winning in the first round yesterday. Very very exciting for them and for the city of Pittsburgh. So that's a big story there. So we'll talk about them. That was one of the big stories. Duquesne beats BYU and is now going to go on and play Illinois tomorrow at 8:40 in the second round of the NCAA tournament. So that's the exciting piece of news. A couple other, I'll call them interesting stories, because one involves debatably the greatest baseball player that's ever come through the league, and one involves a former Pittsburgh Steeler. So we'll start with the big national story, which is interesting. So Shohei Ohtani, we know the news broke yesterday that the Dodgers or Shohei Ohtani, I mean, there have been different reports that I've seen. One of the two parties fired Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, who, you know, they've been buddies apparently for 12 years, and this guy got fired because he allegedly stole, or he allegedly transferred $4.5 million in an effort to pay off a gambling debt, which the most recent news is that the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani have turned over information to the authorities, which will seem to lead to an arrest if they can find the guy, or if they believe that the information they were presented with is enough to make an arrest and get a charge, or multiple charges. So that's where that story stands, is that the authorities are now going to get their hands on this one. And for me, I'm thinking, you know, if he were guilty in some of this, would they turn over information to the authorities? Well, maybe now that I'm saying it out loud, maybe they're omitting some things that could keep Shohei Ohtani looking innocent in this. I wouldn't think that they would turn over information, though, if he were guilty, mostly guilty in this. So I want to cross my fingers. It's rough sometimes because A lot of the big stories that come out of Major League Baseball now are just about the scandals. You know, baseball was hugely popular going into 2020 because the Astros became the villain of Major League Baseball, which is tough. I mean, having a villain is something that I feel like you need to help create parity in sports. So the Astros becoming the villain, you know, gave people a reason to root against them, and people love rooting against the bad guy. So the Astros that year were the bad guy. Now it seems like it's an interesting scandal here. Interpreter for the best baseball player, the highest paid baseball player, fresh onto a new team in Major League Baseball, transfers $4.5 million in an effort to pay off a gambling debt, which Shohei Ohtani, or those representing Shohei Ohtani, are clearly indicating that they believe that was theft, massive theft, as they put it. So hopefully, I mean, we don't, Major League Baseball would have quite a PR struggle on its hands if one of the, or no, I'm sorry, its best player, right, two-way player, its best player right now were involved in some sort of massive gambling scandal. That would just be a nightmare for Major League Baseball. So you hope that's not the case either, because you want Shohei Ohtani to succeed. And I guess conspiracy theories in my head are like, well, what if it's a giant cover up? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to believe that, so I'm not going to. I'm just going to read the facts right now. They've the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani's representatives have turned over information to the authorities, so we'll see what comes of that. That's just the authorities are involved. It seems investigators are involved, and that's going to be an ongoing process. And then the other big story. I'll take your calls as well. Get a phone line 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. But one more. I call it interesting, not great news. The Steelers seem to see this stuff coming, though, because another. Well, that's not entirely true. They've gotten rid of some problem players over time. But maybe for the better that they didn't keep Cam Sutton, cornerback. Remember him? Well, the Lions just released him because there's a warrant for his arrest in a domestic violence case. A domestic violence incident. So Cam Sutton right now not playing for the Lions, and well, he's not going to play for any NFL team unless he turns up. But if he turns up, he's going to get arrested. So, that's, I guess, a bullet dodged by the Steelers, you'll say. And he was good for the Lions, too. I mean, I think he was a good piece for them as a player as they were coming on the rise. But, Cam Sutton released because of a domestic violence issue. So, not great. I mean, interesting, but not great. I feel bad for the Lions, though, because they're... Again, they're up on the rise. They're a cool team to root for. And since they're not in the AFC, I don't really care how well they do. They're a good team, and they were a great story this year. But now they've lost Cam Sutton. They've released Cam Sutton in a valiant move because he's gone missing, again, following domestic violence reports. So, good on them for releasing him, and I guess good on the Steelers for avoiding that problem. They lost 1 year of production from him, but it seems like now... he's gotten himself into some legal trouble. So we'll see how that develops, but that's the news right now. On that front, Cam Sutton released by the Lions following running away from a domestic violence arrest. Okay. Hopefully some more positivity, though. Duke Spence basketball, that's nothing really I can elaborate on there. They're making a run. Keith Tambrot said that the team won't let him retire. He wants to retire after this run. That was reported earlier in the week. And now they keep winning. So they're in the second round now. Who knows what's going to happen, but they beat BYU yesterday and now have a game tomorrow against Illinois. So that's really the big positive story coming out of Pittsburgh sports, the big one. I mean, the Pirates lost in spring training. There's some positive spots to look there. It's still just spring training and opening day now, less than a week away. So call me, talk about it. You can also talk to me on X at Callus_33. That's CALLAS_33. And again, get a phone line, 412-928-9370. Talking anything you want this morning. Plenty of Steelers news to talk about from last week, like I said, and you can mention any of these other stories as well, and we'll have a conversation. So I got a caller on the line right now who wants to talk, so I will let this person talk. Hello, what's your name?
Nicholas Harry Callis. This is your buddy Vic. What's going on, brother?
Oh, you know, enjoying the Friday, being here. You're not here on Friday, so it's nice to be here. What's up?
Hey, listen, man. Yesterday in my bracket, I won every single game except the team I picked to go all the way, Kentucky. Why do they keep doing this to people and me? You know, I was like, oh, brother, they just lost it all. But Cam Sutton is definitely, definitely guilty because he's been running since March 7th. Don't he realize that he can't hide? He might as well just turn himself in, get it over with, and accept his punishment. But to choke out his wife or whatever they accusing him of doing, it doesn't look good that he keeps running. If you're not guilty, turn yourself in, let the law handle it. But it's not looking good, brother.
No, hey, thanks for the call, Vic. I appreciate it. So, yeah, not a great look. Never a great look to run. I don't know, maybe there's a legitimate reason. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, but he is. So, what are you going to do? It's it is interesting, though. Kind of sad, but interesting. You're right. And then, yeah, your Cam Sutton comments are well taken. You know, I mean, what do you do? The guy's running, and I agree with you there. If you're innocent, turn yourself in and plead innocence. So I don't know what running does. I've also never been in these situations before, so I don't know what guys are thinking when they're like, yeah, let me run away, let me hide. I don't know. But either way, the Steelers, this is another one of those players. I say this too because, like, sometimes I think it's interesting, like, when the Steelers part ways with players, how sometimes, you know, I feel like there's a good percentage of them that turn up and end up doing like something bad and then becoming like problems with their future teams. Antonio Brown's probably the most notorious one of those, trading him to the Raiders for the Raiders only to release him that same offseason. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like the Steelers know how to dodge a bullet. Now, the Steelers also got a lot of drama from AB, so maybe they didn't dodge a bullet because they still had to deal with a lot of his problems. But Cam Sutton, in this case, on the Steelers, doing well, well-respected cornerback, got a job over the last couple seasons with the Detroit Lions, only for him to be released then because of problems in his personal life. So, Steelers, it seems like, I mean, just a perception for me is, yeah, they avoid a lot of those problems. But then again, I notice all the players that caused drama on the teams here recently, and I think, well, maybe they don't know how to pick the right guys sometimes because they also deal with a lot of internal problems. So, yeah, it's just, it is what it is. If you have an opinion on Cam Sutton, on Duquesne Dukes basketball, on Shohei Ohtani, you want to talk about the Pirates at all? What are you most excited about for opening day here? What players are you most excited to see? What do you think Paul Skeens is going to come up? That's a question that has garnered some interest because he played well in spring training, and I think a few days ago was when they officially made the decision to send him to minor league camp, and we anticipated that. Ben Charrington said that was going to happen. What do you think? When you want him to come up? What other? Henry Davis should be making the major league roster at this point, it seems, and we hope. I don't want to give you too false hope because I know that there were reports before that said he was going to start in the minor leagues, but he has been playing so well this spring training that you feel like he almost has to be on the team to help. So anything you want to talk about, you're welcome to call in this morning, 412-928-9370. I'll talk to you. Duquesne Duke's the big story, though, the big local story here. They beat BYU 71-67 yesterday, and they're going to go on to the second round tomorrow. They're going to play number 3 Illinois. So that's good. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'll be right back with more sports talk coming up next year on the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Fan Early Morning Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. We're talking a lot of sports this morning, a lot of stories to talk about. Now I got a caller on the line that wants to talk as well. So, good morning. What's your name?
Sonny.
What's up, Sonny?
Hey, I wanted to ask about something that was in the news about a week and a half ago.
Sure.
Remember on a CBS Radio Sports Minute, they said that someone said he was looking forward, or she was looking forward to the tournament, the female tournament, because in part he or she wanted to see the big Brazilian center from South Carolina knock people around. And then Dawn Staley came out, the coach of South Carolina, and said she wanted an apology, and CBS Sports issued an apology. My question is, why have no reports said who the person was who said it?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, to be honest with you, Sonny, and thank you for the call. I don't remember that happening. I don't remember a CBS, what are those, sports minutes that they do, or the reports they do at the bottom of every hour. I don't know. I can't speak for them because we're just affiliates, but we don't work directly with them much of the time. So, yeah, we play their radio programs whenever we're not on the air, but when we are on the air, we operate. And we operate, what, on weekdays from, here you are, bright and early, 5 a.m., right? 5 a.m. to midnight, we usually have local content running, so it's only 5 hours a day. We normally have those, and the weekends are a little bit different. But, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what you're referencing, and I can't speak for them just because, again, we're affiliates. We carry their content whenever we need content to fill, which is usually, like, overnight, and then sometimes a little more often on weekends. But yeah, I mean, I don't know who said it and why they said it, and I'm not going to speculate why, because I could get in trouble if I speculate. So I'm just going to go with, I don't know. And I'm not familiar with the story either, so I'm not the guy to ask about that, because yeah, I don't work directly with them, and I don't remember that story at all. So I'm not, yeah, I don't know. Couldn't tell you. But anyway, there's more phone lines open for you to call if you want. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Again, this is the Fan Early Morning Show. We got fan weather right now. I'm brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy, and you can shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, I have 57, low of 26, a 60% chance of rain over the area. And then tomorrow, high of 47, low of 29, another 60% chance of rain through the area. Yeah, I mean, it was supposed to snow. I saw early projections when I was reading earlier in the week. Then it was supposed to be sunny. I saw clear skies in the forecast yesterday, and those have changed this morning, and now it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow. So we'll see what actually happens. It does feel kind of chilly out there as well this morning. So if you're out there, the air feels very thick. I'm not a fan of it. I hate waking up to the cold weather. I can't wait till summer comes around again. I'm so excited. Opening day is a week away. Pirates are playing the Miami Marlins to open up the season. A new opponent, so it seems. You never really think Marlins for opening day. I always grew up when the Pirates had an NL Central opponent to play. They usually played an NL Central opponent to open the season. The Cubs were the opening day feature a few years. Remember when I was growing up in high school? Then they played the Reds, I remember, in 2015. By 2017, they were in the interleague market because they played the Boston Red Sox, I believe, to open the season. So Marlins feel a little new and a little fresh, so that'll be interesting for them to play, and we'll see what happens. The Marlins have some expectations. They've got some prospects that they're looking forward to seeing play just as well as the Pirates. I feel like they're in similar situations here where the Marlins have tried to rebuild, and they've got young players mixed with a few good veterans that could give them some hope in the NL East, which is sort of a weak division. It's an interesting division when you understand that they have the Mets, who have invested so much money in the team and yet can't win a meaningful series, which is rough. So the Marlins, it seems like the NL East is a division that can, they could be up for grab. So we'll see how the Marlins do. But again, the Pirates and Marlins playing on opening day, which is less than a week away now. And then, I got a caller on the line now, so we'll take this caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Steelers a little bit with Elmore Khan and what he's doing. A couple years ago, I recall in the draft before they got Kenny Pickett, they had Tyler Lindenbaum out of Iowa, I think 6'2", 300-some pounds, rated, you know, pretty well. And they, for some reason, I don't know why, they passed him by. I mean, you need a center. I think that would have been a good start, you know, a good fit right there. And then you can build around him, you know. I just want to get your take on that.
Sure. Thank you for the call, Rich. I always hate kind of rewinding when we do sports talk, because we can't change the past. Well, yeah, Lindenbaum, I mean, you feel like in hindsight, you know, he could have been a good piece. The Steelers have needed a center. I guess they didn't know Mason Cole was going to implode either and not be a great option there at center. Or when they tried Kendrick Green either, I mean, nobody anticipated. I think that their mental state there was, we're going to have Kendrick Green play center. Then they realized Kendrick Green couldn't play center, and then they tried Mason Cole at center, and he, I think, played a little better, but still not great. So I feel like where their game plan was back then was different, and so they don't draft Lindenbaum because they think they have the answer. And I don't know who they is either, if it was Tomlin's decision, Kevin Colbert's decision when he was drafting. I don't know. Or if that was, yeah. So I don't know for sure what to think necessarily. In hindsight, obviously, might have been a better pick. But then again, like, you know, I hate having those conversations because we can do that with almost any conversation. Like, what if the Steelers, what if the Pirates, what if the Penguins would have done this instead of that? What would have happened? I hate speculating on stuff like that because, really, those conversations, they can be interesting for a little bit, but personally for me, I don't like talking backwards because, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whether or not they would have drafted a different guy, like, how much different would that have made the team? Like, there are some scenarios where it's fun to talk about, like talking about Mason Rudolph. It's fun to talk about what if he would have started, because then you can try to shape what this next season would look like if they would have done just a little bit better and had him start more. Those are fun scenarios, but who should the Steelers have drafted and what would the team look like with a guy that they were never going to draft anyway? That one to me is just, I struggle with those conversations because it's all, you know, speculation and we're talking backwards a little too far now. But no, I appreciate the question anyhow. Happy to provide my opinion on it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.